So here we are standing at the top of Empire Road, looking down the parallel roads and the trees in between. I always think it was great foresight of the planners to plant so many trees and to leave a green area in the middle of Empire Road, which sweeps down into the valley, and then in the distance that those trees planted here in the middle are echoed in all the trees that flow up the Trent Valley. From this we can see over into the hills in the distance from here, which is a relatively clear day. And I'm also reminded in this road that I'm standing very near the house of the person who for Windsill does all our gift aid and deals with claiming back the tax so generously given by our government on gifts that are given to the church. So the combination of remembering that and looking at the tree, the first of the avenue of trees that's in front of me here, reminds me of the passage that is next in our prayer walk, which is from Luke 19 and is about Zacchaeus. So I think it's fitting to read that to you here as I stand near the house of our gift aid secretary, looking out over the trees in front of me. So here's the reading. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. The Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." So we keep that in mind as we set out on the next part of the walk down Empire Road, down to the bottom of the estate, and then we're going to turn left and carry on there. As we remember, Jesus is concerned for everyone, no matter how rich or poor, whatever they've done. We remember that as we carry on our walk.